Right. Which way? Which way? Come on. White car, white car. Come on. He said it would be there. There. Under the streetlight. Never thought I'd be this happy to see an old station wagon. Passenger side. You?
Get in!
Petra?
Get in! Close the door!
Why are you...
I am trying to save your life!
I don't understand.
You will.
Never would have pegged you as the station wagon type, Petra.
I need something I can haul the discarded things I find or buy to create my upcycled pieces.
Yeah, but a beater like this?
This is a 1986 Mercedes-Benz S123 wagon.
Mercedes. That explains it.
It's one of the most durable cars in the world. People put 500,000 miles on these without any major problems.
I'm not in the market, Petra.
Whatever.
Look, thank you. I don't know what was going to happen to me.
I don't either.
What do you mean you don't know? You're not...
Not what?
Why were you waiting there for me?
I got a phone call.
A phone call?
The day after I talked to you, I started getting phone calls. Someone hiding their voice, like a crappy stalker movie. Hinting at things about me. About my past.
About Rufus Nobby.
What do you know about it?
About as much as you do. I've been getting the same calls.
Who is it?
When I got in this car, I thought it was you.
Me? Why in God's name would I want to put anonymous phone calls and talk about...
Talk about Rufus Nobby?
This all started because you came back to Etta.
The calls brought me back to Etta. But this, when this all started, was 20 years ago. Well?
What do you want to hear?
I want to hear whatever it is someone just tried to kill me for.
Kill you?
Why do you think I came running out of some stranger's yard and jumped in a car I had no idea who was driving?
The call I got this afternoon... Tell me to go here tonight and wait for you.
This afternoon?
I was told that you spoke with Rufus, and that I'd want to talk to you afterwards. And then another about 10 minutes ago saying that you were in danger and I had to get you away.
How does he know?
So did you?
Did I what?
Did you talk to Rufus?
I did.
How is he?
He's probably safer in there. And I don't mean just from whatever's going on here tonight.
I guess that's good.
What is it Rufus might say that somebody is this afraid of?
I don't know.
They tried to kill me over what they were afraid Rufus might say. CJ Fisher may already be dead because of it.
CJ?
One of the neighbors called the police, reported a disturbance. CJ came to the house and somebody was there. They broke in and whoever it was shot him, Petra.
Is he all right?
I don't know. CJ shouted at me to go and I ran. Found you in your car.
CJ doesn't deserve... Not because...
Because what?
Because of what I did! Because of what I said!
I know you lied, Petra. Back in high school, and today still.
You don't know.
Not all of it. I know the lies have made you just as much prisoner as they've made Rufus. You might consider slowing down a little. It's dark in these roads.
I've lived with this long enough.
With what?
I can't...
Whoever's behind this, we've got them on the ropes. They're only taking these big, reckless swipes because they're afraid of how close everything is to coming out.
You don't think I know that?
Why don't you find a place to pull over? Or let me drive for a little bit. I've never driven a Mercedes.
Not now.
Okay, but before... we've got red lights behind us. You can't run from them.
What are they gonna do? Shoot the daughter of Etta's retired police chief for speeding?
I don't really want to find out.
At this point, I don't care.
You're not losing him. Just stop. Promise me you'll pull over before you answer that.
Hello?
Better yet, let it go to voicemail.
I know who
it
is.
You and I need to talk.
So talk.
I'm in the car behind you. Pull over.
Are you kidding me?
There's a rest stop at the next exit. We don't need to do this at the side of the road. Pull over there and we'll get out of the cars and talk.
Fine.
He's retired. How is he driving a police cruiser?
Perks of the job.
Petra, I'm not so sure.
I am.
The sign says this rest stop's closed.
Of course. We'll keep this private. Keep it in the family.
Wait! For anybody listening, start connecting all the pieces with me. An unstable drifter framed for the abduction of a high school girl. A scandal in the police department. A traffic cop killed in a hit and run. And everybody lying about it for 20 years.
Just stay away from me.
Somebody knows. Somebody who called me, who brought me home to uncover the answers. I still have gaps in the picture I've put together. Time to fill them in.
Petra, who did you bring with you?
Chief Novak.
I don't believe I've had the privilege, miss.
Not for lack of trying at my brother's house a little while ago.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you?
Petra, you're upset. I understand.
You can't possibly understand. What you asked of me, you should have never asked.
You didn't have to.
Didn't have to? What choice did I have? You told me it was the only way for all of us to get out of this. I was 17. You were my father. What did you think I would do?
All you had to do was drive to that field.
But she improvised. Your overachieving, full-ride scholarship daughter, desperate to save her family, knew that she needed more than a story to be believed unquestioningly. You were smart enough to not use a pair of scissors from home. What did you do, Petra? Shoplift them someplace?
I stole them from the counter at Closet Catch.
Petra, not here. Don't...
When you picked me up from that farmhouse, the first thing you asked me, the first moment we got alone, was if I thought they believed me. I stabbed myself to sell your story.
All you had to do was find someone and tell it the way we'd rehearsed, with the details I gave you.
If it makes you feel any better, she still tells it the way you two rehearsed it, with all the details you gave her. But back then, she didn't adjust them to match the facts. Your dramatic eyes-in-the-rearview mirror moment, a great detail for print media, didn't match the fact that her boyfriend had knocked the mirror off the night before. That part of the story got crossed up with the truth in your memory, Petra.
I knew eventually this
would... Not now, Petra, not here with...
With what? Someone else you'll have to kill?
Stop!
It's what you did to Charlie Fisher! You made me your accomplice on that, too!
Charlie was in on it at the start, wasn't he? Somebody loyal. Somebody you could trust to bring in Rufus and say all the right things. He had his doubts, but you were able to smooth those over. It took him, what, 6 or 9 months before his conscience gnawing at him made him start asking you more questions? You were able to lean on Eddie Dial, and if he wouldn't go along, quitting the case was just as good. But if he started talking with Charlie Fisher, two men of conscience, it would blow the case and reveal all the rot underlying it. How long had you been embezzling money from the department?
We burned all our savings in just the first year taking care of my wife. I asked for help, but people think you're just provided for when you're a public employee. It may be federal, maybe in big cities. A little town like Etta, they only shake their heads and pat you on the shoulder.
You needed a distraction, and something you could start logging hours to. Hundreds, if not thousands, of investigative hours.
I needed time to move things around. Construct documents.
Forge documents, you mean? But Charlie Fisher noticed. You probably signed him in and out a number of times. Getting Rufus off the streets was one thing. He could be dangerous. Probably didn't take too much convincing. But Charlie began noticing the suspect paperwork, the questionable orders.
I never meant for... That was an accident.
I wanted to believe that. Just have to scare him, you told me. A near miss at a traffic stop, but instead you...
You think it was easy? I'd known Charlie, worked with him for 15 years. He was my friend. Our kids went to school together.
And you tried to kill his son, too!
Not me. Her.
Dad, put away the gun!
You can't be serious. You came to the house, cut the power, took a shot at me through the window. If CJ hadn't shown up when he did...
You shot at him and fled in a stolen car.
No!
I heard there was an officer down. Never lost the habit of listening to the police scanner. I caught up with you at a closed rest stop. A woman who'd been obsessing over my daughter and her abduction since they were both kids.
No! Not again!
Petra, this is to protect us. You as much as me.
I've lived with this for more than half my life! No more! No more!
Chief, you've got one thing you need to consider before you do anything more.
What's that?
I have been live streaming everything since my call with Rufus.
You're bluffing.
Here's my phone. You can see... The streaming app's running. Look at the elapsed time.
But now I have a phone.
And you clearly don't understand live streaming. Everything that's happened, every word I've said and that has been said anywhere near that phone has been sent to a secure server. Break the phone in half right now. It doesn't matter. It's all saved elsewhere.
Petra, what have you done?
What has she done?
Not anymore, Dad.
No matter what happens to me, that recording of everything gets released.
What have I done?
It's all going to come out, Chief. Don't make it any worse. Keep the phone or don't. It doesn't matter. Petra and I are going back to the car.
I won't make it any worse.
Petra, let's go.
I can't.
Go. All I did, I'll need someone to blame.
Petra.
I love you, sweetheart. Never doubt that.
No!
Chief Novak, don't! Petra.
He's...
I'm sorry. Are you all right?
I don't know.
And so, knowers, we see everybody has secrets, and holding on to them can corrode your very... no, that's not it. Lindy!
What?
Come here and help me up!
I told you to get that knee looked at.
I did. The doctor said it's badly bruised. I just have to suffer it for a while.
Then maybe you should just keep it up and iced.
I want to get up. I've been sitting here all morning. You hear anything on CJ?
Couple of cracked ribs. His vest stopped in both rounds. Lucky.
Damn lucky.
You tell Mom all about this yet?
No. I figured I'd let her hear it on the podcast next week.
Next week?
I need time to edit the show together. There's so much here, this could be a multi-parter.
You think she won't ask what's going on for a week?
Not if I don't go home for another week.
Oh, and where do you think you're staying?
Come on, all my stuff's still unpacked in my old room.
Great way to ask.
Thanks. Now, help me up. Reach down here and give me your hand.
Come with me if you want to live.
Ha, you're funny.
Like in the Schwarzenegger movie.
Yeah, I get it. Oof. Wait. You.
What?
You son of a bitch. It was you! The whole time it was you.
Sarah.
That! You were Mr. X! How did I miss that? Oh my gosh, why didn't you just ask? Why the character and all the drama? Why the big mystery?
If your brother Lindy asked you to come back to Etta after all these years to look into the open and shut Rufus Nobby case, would you have?
I mean, if you showed me evidence, outlined a reasonable theory.
Right, but if you got dragged into it, prodded by a mysterious caller, trickling clues to you while you investigated?
But you didn't need me. You knew it all.
I had some of it figured out. The holes in Petra's story and the audit. It just wasn't right Rufus Nobby was in prison for someone else's lie. You figured out all the rest.
Wait a minute. You were in the room one of the times Mr. X called.
I was in the room when I had a scheduled robocall, ring your phone, and play a recording for you.
Wow. I need to go back and amend the episode.
Don't.
Why not?
First, I don't want the attention. That's another reason I put you on this. You're the podcast detective. I'm a tech guy in Etta, Indiana.
And second...
Isn't it a better story with something left unsolved? A little mystery to ponder at the end?
Yeah. So, knowers, once again, among all the secrets we find, there are no villains, no bad guys. Yes, people do bad things. But everybody is the hero in their own story. The evil they do, they excuse of themselves for the good they're trying to accomplish. Tom Novak was trying to take care of his family, his wife and daughter. But each misdeed led to another, a chain of sins he found himself bound up in. The investigation now seems focused on pointing all of it at the retired Etta police chief, with your host's recordings in evidence. Speaking of the Etta PD, I still owe Officer C.J. Fisher a dinner out for all he did, not to mention the two rounds he took for me. Eddie Dials taken on getting Rufus Nobby released and having his conviction overturned. I don't envy him that. Prosecutors are loath to allow a reversal for any reason. And courts don't like to admit they're wrong, no matter the evidence. Remember, it was a judge that once said, proof of innocence is no impediment to serving a legally convicted sentence. I'm not sure what kind of life Rufus will be released to. Maybe it doesn't even matter to him. He is, as he expressed to me, already free. In his mind. Petra Novak Van Dam. Petra's missing. She seems to have left town. Nobody's seen her for weeks, and so far nobody can find or contact her. The only thing apparently missing from Petra's home is her white Mercedes station wagon. Petra was as much a prisoner of all the lies as Rufus. Relieved of those bonds now, I genuinely hope she's all right. That only leaves the question of which of you knowers is Mr. X? To the one who nudged me, well, it was more than a nudge, wasn't it? Into looking into a case that tied directly to me and my past. Let me say, I had an adventure worthy of at least a good cheap paperback novel. Thank you. I have no idea if you intend on doing this again, but if you do, I'm sure it will be over something important enough to make certain somebody knows.
Somebody Knows, Episode 8, Truth Will Out, Part 2, was written by Patrick Dorsey, with performances by Sarah Collette Campbell, Natalie Lynch, Zach Farmer, Clayton Bury, and Alex Fugner. Directed by Patrick Dorsey and Baron Smith. Executive producers Scott Crosby and Eric Goodenough. Producer Patrick Pelham. Music by Albert Sanchez. Audio engineer Daniel Williams. Somebody Knows was created by Scott Crosby and Patrick Dorsey. Somebody Knows is a production of Bar Down Productions, copyright 2021, all rights reserved. If you love this episode, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and drop us a 5-star rating and review. And knowers, thanks for listening.
Caller, you're on Somebody Knows. Caller? Caller?